This is JIS News. Coming up, Agriculture Ministry relaunches banana revitalization program. Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation to stage public education sessions on local government legislation. And motorists affected by substandard gas advised to submit documents to Consumer Affairs Commission. The news in detail after this message.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them fine you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has relaunched the Banana Industry Revitalization Program with a renewed focus on banana and plantain production. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says under the program, the Banana Board will distribute 200,000 seedlings of new and common varieties of banana and plantains to approximately 1,400 farmers.
It is expected that the target will be met over the remaining 2 years of the project with the establishment of a small tissue culture biofactory, which is currently under construction.
He says the government is fully committed to the recovery of the industry following prolonged droughts over the last 2 years. The ministry will also continue to provide irrigation and other infrastructure to mitigate the effects of climate change. In the meantime, banana and plantain farmers in St. Mary and Portland, who have been affected by the recent drought, have received planting material from the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to resuscitate their farms and boost production. The planting material included tissue culture and traditional fear variety suckers, bulbotubers, and fertilizers.
The five varieties have a lower cost of production and much higher yields than the common commercial varieties. They are resistant to the black cicatoca disease and produce 30 to 50% greater yields. They are softer, so they cook very quickly. They peel easily without much stain, and it makes them ideal for processing as chips and other byproducts.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. He was speaking at the recent handover ceremony for planting material to banana and plantain farmers in Highgate, St. Mary. Motorists and other consumers affected by the substandard fuel that was being dispensed at some gas stations are being advised to submit formal documentation to the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC. Individuals affected should provide a formal report from a mechanic or other certified expert outlining the problems experienced with the motor vehicle and should also submit information regarding where the fuel was purchased. The CAC will collect all reports and submit them to the Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ for further tests and inspections. Energy Minister Philip Powell says the government is pursuing possible compensation for persons affected by the substandard fuel.
The consumers should feel that the government of Jamaica protects them and wants to ensure that where there are damages, that there is sufficient redress after we've received the full report from the investigation.
An independent committee was recently set up to undertake a comprehensive review of the local petroleum trade. And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be staging a series of public education sessions in the corporate area to sensitize persons about legislation which will entrench local government in the Constitution. The sessions are being held to encourage greater participation by the public in local governance. Mayor of Kingston Senator Dr. Angela Brown Burke says the campaign will serve to ensure that all citizens are fully informed about the laws and their implications.
Going forward, the KSAC, as part of our contribution to the public education campaign that is going to be required, will be holding public consultations, discussions, and workshops about the bills and the implications of the bill for the council, for our community-based organizations, for the PDC, and for how we engage citizens.
The bills which are currently going through the parliamentary process represent an important milestone in local government reform. They are the Local Governance Bill, Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.